alive and kicking. That's what I am.
97-year-old Anna Maiman is one of 52 million Social Security recipients who will not receive an increase in benefits this year.
This is her brother.
Anna came to the U.S. from Poland at age 17. Her husband died several years ago. She suffers from dementia, so her grandson, Mike Maiman, is her full-time caretaker.
You know, look for sales and that.
They live on $1,350 a month, the sum of Anna's Social Security benefits and her husband's pension fund. Anna Maiman is still very active for her age. Her grandson says not having an increase will affect her quality of life.
It's not life or death for us, but it would mean, you know, taking life from more of a humdrum, you know, experience where she can't get out much or do much because we're at the limit of the budget.
Social Security began early last century as a buffer between older Americans and poverty. Americans pay into the system throughout their working lives. The annual increase in benefits is tied to the Consumer Price Index, or CPI, an index of consumer goods and services. This year, the CPI fell 1.3%, reflecting the steep decline in fuel prices.
What it does is it expands Social Security.
Nancy Altman is an authority on private pensions and Social Security. She questions whether the CPI is an accurate cost of living indicator for senior citizens. She argues the CPI is not weighted towards housing and health care, the primary expenditures for older adults. She wants to see Social Security benefits increased.
The average benefit today is less than the salary of somebody working full-time at minimum wage. It's not even a minimum wage lifestyle. So that when you don't get the cost of living increase, or you don't, it just compounds that.
Good morning, Anna.
Good morning.
Anna Maiman's granddaughter pays for her to attend Winter Growth, a nonprofit daycare center for the elderly, 2 days a week.
Are you complaining?
Not yet.
Not yet?
She participates in classes and activities with other seniors. Like many of her peers, she could not afford to come here without financial help.
We're going to take our weight in our right hand.
Social Security Administration officials say the average recipient receives a check for $1,150 a month. And 40% of all single retirees depend on Social Security for 90% of their income. Marge Burba is the executive director of Winter Growth. She says Social Security is the only source of income for half of her clients. And when there is no cost of living increase, it also affects the nonprofit organizations that serve them.
Our costs will go up more than the Consumer Price Index, and yet the people that we're serving won't have the money to pay that, so we have to scramble around and try to find it somewhere else.
President Barack Obama says he wants to provide an emergency payment of $250 to Social Security recipients as soon as possible. The proposal is currently a part of several bills circulating on Capitol Hill.
My grandmother tells me she loves me every single day.
For Anna Maiman and other Social Security dependents, the increase would mean an extra $30 to $40 a month. It's not much, but it would provide a cushion that could help in an emergency. Jeff Swicord, VOA News, Washington.
Okay.